For your safety and comfort, please remain seated at all times.
We're 2 miles by 4 miles. We're closer to Cuba than to the United States of America.
You might be sitting next to the president of a bank, or you might be sitting next to a drag queen, or you might be sitting next to a drag queen who is the president of a bank.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. The UN consults with Euroqueers, Diversity Spices Life in Key West, and a British quartet and lesbian legend sing the Yuletide Gay. All that and more this week because you've tuned in to This Way Out.
I'm Sherry Lund.
And I'm Rick Watts.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending December 16, 2006. Three LGBT advocacy groups were granted consultative status this week by the United Nations Economic and Social Council. The European region of the International Lesbian and Gay Association, or ILGA, will now be allowed to participate in the work of the UN as a queer-identified non-governmental organization. Two of ILGA Europe's individual member organizations, Denmark's National Association for Gays and Lesbians and Germany's Lesbian and Gay Federation, were also granted consultative status. The Australia-based Coalition of Activist Lesbians had until now been the only LGBT organization to be given such access. Patricia Prendeville, executive director of ILGA Europe, called her group's achievement truly historic, saying that this is the best recognition of LGBT rights as human rights that LGBT activists could have received. The move follows by just days a statement sponsored by Norway at the UN Human Rights Council and supported by 53 other countries, urging that forum to address sexual orientation and gender identity-based discrimination. According to a statement issued by ILGA itself, at least 7 other LGBT groups are planning to apply for UN consultative status in 2007.
But the High Court in Dublin has rejected a lesbian couple's lawsuit to have their Canadian marriage recognized in Ireland. Catherine Zappone and Anne-Louise Gilligan, a couple of more than 20 years who legally married in British Columbia in 2003, charged that the concept of marriage, defined as being between a man and a woman in the Irish Constitution, is outdated. That document was drafted in 1937. Justice Elizabeth Dunn, however, dismissed the case. In her 138-page ruling, she acknowledged that gay and lesbian couples may face discrimination, but said legislation amending the Constitution is their only remedy. The High Court in London also denied recognition earlier this year to Canadian-wed British lesbian couple Celia Kitzinger and Sue Wilkinson. The court declared their union to be a civil partnership under a UK law that took effect in December 2005. That legislation gives same-gender couples virtually all the rights of marriage, except in name.
Sweden's dominant Lutheran Church has announced that it will bless registered gay and lesbian partners starting in January. Individual priests will be permitted to opt out of performing the ceremonies, but the local church will then be responsible for finding another priest to officiate. Sweden's 1995 partnership law grants registered same-gender couples all the rights and obligations of marriage, except in name.
In the U.S., both houses of the New Jersey state legislature this week approved a bill to give same-gender couples all the rights of marriage, except in name. A civil unions bill passed the Democratic-controlled Assembly 56-19 and the Senate 23-12. Governor John Corzine, also a Democrat, has said he would sign the measure into law. The bill was drafted in response to an October 4-3 New Jersey Supreme Court ruling giving the state 6 months to extend all the rights and benefits of marriage to gay and lesbian couples. But the court mandate allowed lawmakers to decide whether to call such unions marriage or something else. The legislation extends to same-gender couples all the rights and privileges available under state law to heterosexually married people, but does not use the word marriage or even spouse anywhere in its 60-plus pages. Queer advocacy groups argue that the civil unions bill creates a different, inferior institution, and that leaders steamrolled it through the legislature even as public opinion in support of full marriage rights was growing. Stephen Goldstein of Garden State Equality told reporters that he was glad for the progress, but not very satisfied, adding that his and other LGBT advocacy groups would continue to fight for complete marriage equality.
New Jersey will become the third state, following Vermont and Connecticut, to create civil unions for same-gender couples. California has domestic partnerships that grant similar legal status. The state legislature passed a marriage equality bill in 2005 that was vetoed by Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. A similar bill has been introduced for the next legislative session. Massachusetts remains the only state to grant all the rights and responsibilities of marriage, including the name, to lesbian and gay couples. The U.S. federal government refuses to legally recognize any same-gender couples, including those married in Massachusetts.
The New Jersey legislature this week also made the Garden State the ninth in the U.S. to outlaw discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations based on gender identity or expression. Governor Corzine is also expected to sign that measure into law. New Jersey will join California, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Rhode Island in passing statewide transgender-inclusive non-discrimination protections. The District of Columbia has a similar law, as do more than 80 U.S. cities and counties.
Scotland's parliament has legalized adoption by same-gender couples. The vote was 101-6 with 6 abstentions. A move to exempt faith-based adoption agencies from having to consider same-gender couples was defeated. According to a report in the Scotsman newspaper, lawmakers attempted to appease religious opponents by adding a clause requiring those who adopt to have formed a stable family unit.
Back in the U.S., the senior pastor of a second Colorado megachurch has resigned after being outed. Following an anonymous phone call to his church, the Reverend Paul Barnes of the 21,000-member Grace Chapel in South Denver announced in a videotaped message to his congregation this week that he was stepping down. "I have struggled with homosexuality since I was a 5-year-old boy," Barnes said in the video, according to a story in the Denver Post, which was allowed to view the tape. "I can't tell you the number of nights I have cried myself to sleep begging God to take this away," the paper reported Barnes as saying. He and his wife have 2 daughters in their 20s. His resignation comes a month after national evangelical leader and Colorado Springs pastor Ted Haggard was outed by male sex worker Mike Jones, who's reportedly writing a tell-all book about the relationship. Barnes said in the video that he's been in counseling 3 times and never found anyone he could talk to, but that he continues to believe that sexual orientation can be changed.
Gay men and transgender people will no longer be classified as permanently mentally ill by Thailand's military, but they still won't be serving in the armed forces because they have sexual identity problems. All Thai men within certain age brackets are interviewed yearly to determine if they're fit to serve their 2 years of mandatory service. The military changed the wording in response to complaints from gay and transgender people who said the reference to mental illness on their military records limited their employment opportunities. It's uncertain, however, if sexual identity problems will be any better.
The release last week of the Iraq Study Group's recommendations to extricate the United States from that civil war-torn country has prompted the queer advocacy group Service Members Legal Defense Network to renew its call for repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The Iraq Study Group reported that neither the Pentagon nor the CIA have enough people with foreign language skills to operate effectively in Iraq, which also hampers intelligence gathering. The SLDN cited a study by the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office that said approximately 300 language experts have been fired, at least 50 of whom specialized in Arabic, under the ban on openly gay or lesbian service members. In a press release, SLDN Executive Director C. Dixon Osborne urged the Bush administration to put the success of our military operations ahead of federal bigotry and work with Congress to dismantle the military's ban. A recent study by the Williams Institute at UCLA's School of Law estimated that about 65,000 closeted lesbians and gay men are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Legislation destined to make news in 2007 includes a new civil unions bill in the Australian Capital Territory. The federal government used its power to overrule a similar measure passed by the territory's legislature earlier this year and has already expressed dissatisfaction with the latest proposal.
Same-gender partners will be given the same parental rights to fertility treatment as heterosexual couples in the new year, according to the British government's draft legislation published this week. Among the changes to current law would be the removal of the requirement that doctors consider the need for a father when deciding who should have access to fertility services. Clinics would also no longer be able to deny treatment outright to lesbians and single mothers.
But legislation being debated in Nigeria's House of Representatives would outlaw not just same-gender marriage, but imprison anyone who participates in such ceremonies, anyone associating with a known homosexual, or anyone distributing material deemed to promote a same-sex amorous relationship. Even two friends getting together in a private home, where at least one is a gay man or lesbian, could go to prison for 5 years under the bill. Engaging in homosexual acts is already illegal in Nigeria, subjecting those convicted to lengthy jail terms in the predominantly Christian South and execution in the Muslim-dominated North. Few in Nigeria's deeply closeted lesbi-gay community are publicly opposing the bill, and it's widely expected to pass.
But finally, we previously reported that activists in the once repressive but now queer progressive Australian island state of Tasmania had written to Tas-born Crown Princess Mary of Denmark, asking her to gently lobby for an anti-bias law in the Danish-administered semi-autonomous Faroe Islands. It's not known if she acted on that recommendation, but Faroese legislators this week voted 17-15 to outlaw discrimination against gays and lesbians. About 48,000 people, most with fundamentalist Christian beliefs, live in the tiny fishing community located between Scotland and Iceland. A similar proposal was defeated last year, with opponents arguing that homosexuality violates biblical teachings. But the issue resurfaced in September following a vicious assault against Rasmus Rasmussen, a popular 25-year-old openly gay musician and radio personality. Police officials were reluctant to investigate the case as a hate crime because, they said, discrimination against gays was not illegal there.
That's News Wrap for the week ending December 16, 2006, written by Greg Gordon and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Rick Watts.
And I'm Sherry Lund.
We'll make a return visit to Key West, Florida, where the natives are too laid back to be restless, later in the program.
This Christmas, my husband and I command you all to camp it out.
Once again it's come around, the choir in the sleigh bell sound.
Father Christmas on his sleigh, dressed in red so bright and gay.
Decorate the hearth and home with Christmas lights and snow and foam. Tinsel on the Christmas tree and on the top.
It could be me.
Camp up your Christmas. Camp up your Christmas. Camp up your Christmas.
Christmas tree. So if you are feeling merry, have another sherry. Open up the baby sham and dance around to Kylie.
Pour the wife a whiskey, get a little frisky. Have a snug beneath the mistletoe.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
Eat and drink too much and then
the sound of music once again.
Don't go changing channels.
Judy Garland in the Wizard of Oz.
Now the mood is overcast. You knew this piece would never last.
Tommy's done his party trick by drinking wine and being sick.
Camp up your Christmas. Camp up your Christmas. Camp up your Christmas. Camp up your Christmas.
Never than your Christmas tree.
La 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 la
That was Four Poofs and a Piano exhorting you to camp up your Christmas.
Learning to take a chance.
She's a seasoned women's music icon.
He's a polished young rookie making waves in the Big Apple. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and they are just two of a talented crop of GLBT musicians we'll present on the Audiophile 2006 Year in Review.
Next time on This Way Out.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Simmons, Jr. of Lebanon, Ohio, a longtime This Way Out listener and donor. In memory of my mother, Mabel Simmons, I'm issuing a matching challenge to supporters of this volunteer-driven nonprofit operation. Please visit thiswayout.org to see how your help to keep this program on the air will now be worth twice as much. You'll also get a tax deduction if you're in the United States, and you'll find some unique holiday gifts there too. Again, please log on to thiswayout.org. We'll all be very thankful.
There's no time to lose. This offer ends December 31st. Key West is a unique island community off Florida's southern tip. This Way Out's Steve Pride was fascinated by its easygoing attitude toward diversity and the social and economic impact its queer residents have had there. He found it hard to leave after last week's visit, so through the words of those he met there, we rejoin Steve's tour.
For your safety and comfort, please remain seated at all times, even while taking pictures. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the All Aboard from Ryan the Conductor, so we'll be on our way.
Hi, I'm Steve Smith. I work for the Florida Keys Tourism Office. I'm a sales manager for the gay and lesbian markets. When they did the census in 2000, one of the boxes that we all got to check if we chose to do it was, are you in a same-sex domestic partnership situation? When those numbers were compiled, you got to remember, we're 2 miles by 4 miles. We're closer to Cuba than to the United States of America. We had per capita more same-sex couples than any other city in the United States. Isn't that an interesting thing?
I'm J.T. Thompson, and I am the founder of One Human Family Foundation, which has a mission of promoting equality and unity for all people around the world. I came up with the words One Human Family, started printing them on bumper stickers. I printed 2,000 originally, and since then we've given out over 700,000 stickers all over the world. The City Commission, in October of 2000, made One Human Family the official philosophy of Key West. In many places, there is a tremendous pressure to be as average, as ordinary, as common, and blend in as much as possible. And in Key West, people are really rewarded for being creative and unique and different. So this really is the perfect community for One Human Family to take hold because there's very little in the way of judgment that goes on. We attract eccentrics here.
I'm Kathy Sheehan. My store is the Chicken Store, and I'm captain of the Rooster Rescue Team in Key West. It's kind of a traditional thing here to have the free-ranging chickens in the streets and under the houses and in the backyards. We have the most profound respect for the chickens. They are quasi-protected. Most people will stop you from doing anything harmful to them, stop you from chasing them, and so forth. And then you try and take something to the state attorney, and they lose the files or something. So
I have to ask before I leave, what exactly is a street chicken? Sounds like a chicken gone bad.
A street chicken is a chicken that belongs to himself. He doesn't belong to anybody else. And he lives by his wits and thumbs his nose at rules and regulations.
My name's Brad. I lived in Key West for 7 years. I do whatever I like, and Key West is a place that allows me to do that. And primarily, my life revolves around helping people heal. I do that through touch, and I do it by using sound, by using ceremonies that I create myself. So I'm somewhat of a magician, really, and in a way, I've been influenced a lot by Native American traditions and even by shamanic traditions of Siberia. I prefer to help people heal sexually and erotically, so I work with erotic energy, and I just chose to be a dancer because it allows me to do that with numerous people every night. but it seems to be much more effective when I can do it one-on-one with someone in a much quieter place. So I've created a sanctuary in my home for sexual healing.
Who am I? Richard Dennison. The Queen Mother is a wild little pageant. It's actually the highest drag title that you can have on the island, and you have to really earn it. You can be pretty. You can have expensive gowns. You can have a wonderful talent number. But if you haven't given to the community, and I competed 3 years and was first runner-up 3 years in a row, and finally on the fourth try, I won it. After Wilma hit, we had like 6 feet of water in our home, and everything was destroyed. My other half and I are getting ready to walk out the house to a friend's home that was in the dry section. And as we were walking out, he said, if there's anything in this house that you want, you better grab it now. I turned around and looked, and the only thing I saw that I really wanted was my Queen Mother crown. I picked it up, I put it on my head, I grabbed my two pups, and down the street we walked, waving at the crowd as we walked through 5 feet of water.
This is a melting pot. It's just a wonderful place where people are free to be individuals as opposed to belonging to some kind of a group or having to affiliate themselves with a group of other people in order to get by. Here we really respect the individual as he or she is, pretty much on their own terms. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
My name is Carol Shaughnessy. You never know who you're going to be spending time with because this is such a wildly, cheerfully diverse community. You go into a restaurant and you might be sitting next to someone who has just arrived from Berlin, or you might be sitting next to the president of a bank, or you might be sitting next to a drag queen, or you might be sitting next to a drag queen who is the president of a bank. And everybody gets along. I know that sounds like a Pollyanna world, but it's absolutely true, and come down and see for yourself.
But according to Neil Chamberlain, even paradise has a downside.
It's very difficult to date in Key West. Basically, when we go into low season, there are so few tourists coming in that we begin to sleep with our locals, and we call that sister season. And during low season, people seem to like pair off. All of a sudden, you have a boyfriend for the summer. And then as soon as the fall hits and it starts getting cooler again and tourists start coming to town, I think it's time to be single again.
The Business Guild website is Gay Key West, FL for Florida, F as in Frank, L as in Lucy, GayKeyWestFL.com. You also can go to the Florida Keys website, which is FLA-Keys.com, or check out Pistol and Enema. .com. That website always has a little bit of daily gossip. Whatever happened last night is on there. And you know what? We don't mind telling you, you were a mess last night when you were laying on the sidewalk. Or we might say, who was that gorgeous guy you were talking to or that gorgeous girl you were talking to? So it's about having fun here. And when you live here and you work here, it's like being on vacation every day. It spoiled me now because when I go on vacation, I keep wondering why I left home.
Well, that's the end of our stay in paradise. My thanks to Steve, Katha, Carol, Neil, Richard, and a very, very special thanks to Brad. Also thanks to the Island House Resort, where I stayed, for making an old guy comfortable with the words, clothing optional, and to Chef Michael at Antonio's Restaurant for making food so great, I don't regret any of the weight I gained. This is Steve Pride. Next time you're online, stop on by prideonscreen.com. Thanks for listening. I'm headed for Key.
And finally, from all of us to all of you, this musical holiday card, courtesy of Chris Williamson.
Greetings of the season, may we grant each other peace. May the blessings of this time be ours to keep. Celebrate the reason to be cheerful. Welcome in a stranger as a friend. It's the very best time of year, calling up the best part of what we are. Ooh.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. This week, Sherry Lund, Rick Watts, Rex Walkner with Bill Kelly, Graham Underhill, and Steve Pride contributed program material. Thanks also to J.D. Doyle. Four Poofs and a Piano, the Carnival Steel Drum Band, the Village People, and Chris Williamson performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen online to This Way Out anytime, exclusively at outinamerica.com. You can also click on the link at the top of our website, thiswayout.org. Most This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from you, our listeners. Thank you. Please log on to thiswayout.org to help keep this program on the air. Remember, your support is worth twice as much to us until the end of the year, and you can choose from some special CD thank you gifts, too. You can email us at tworadio@aol.com or write to us at Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For associate producer Lucia Chappell and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Happy holidays, and thanks for listening on KRFC, Fort Collins, Colorado, WLUW, Chicago, Illinois, CITR, Vancouver, British Columbia, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Please do stay tuned.